This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
The CDOT thing. You'll have to refresh my memory on this one.
Okay.
Because I know that there was some, some gates that caused some problems.
Well, here's the deal. So a long, long time ago, there was a guy and he was driving his truck. And the gates on I-70 swung open and caused all kinds of damage on his truck. He contacted CDOT and they said, sorry, that's just a hazard of driving on I-70. So he's like, son of. And it was a lot of money.
$20,000.
Yeah. So it was a lot of money. So then life went on. His insurance side covered it. Well, then this lady, she actually listens to our show. She was driving, I think, with her hubby or something. And boom, they hit the gates. And then CDOT said, this is not a known problem. So sorry. It was just it just happened out of the blue.
Another hazard.
Yeah. So then the other guy from a year ago is like, wait a minute, that happened to me. They got together, Fox 31 covered it all and said, you know what? We're going to get, what's that thing? Like the problem solver, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they contacted CDOT because CDOT would just say, we're not doing anything. So now there's been a resolution. And so here it is.
All right.
Risk management oversees the process of determining if a citizen is entitled to compensation.
Which revolves around the Governmental Immunity Act. The
Governmental Immunity Act goes beyond just liability. It's liability and negligence. And so that's kind of the key.
A pothole kind of happens with people driving, but a gate swinging open, is there something wrong that this would happen?
Actually, the state has a third-party independent administrator that investigates these claims. They will talk to the individual involved, the claimant. They'll talk to the agency that's involved. They'll do an investigation to make these determinations. It's just not a haphazard determination.
The letter Heather got from the third party said that in order for the state to be liable for damages, they must have prior notification that a problem existed in that location and failed to act within a reasonable amount of time.
I'm having a hard time keeping up.
They said no.
Yeah. They said no.
They said no.
And he talks in lawyer terms.
Yeah, he does a lot.
Because he says a lot without saying anything.
Yeah, they said no.
He doesn't give anything
away,
does he?
They're not going
to
pay him.
That last part there, though, where they say that they have to know something prior?
Well, that's the thing.
I don't get that.
They knew with that other guy.
Exactly. The first guy that we mentioned.
The truck guy.
So what that guy is saying, though, kind of at the end of that clip, part that we didn't play, is he says because there wasn't a report within the last 6 months.
Oh, come on!
And the initial person that we were talking about who hit his truck was a year and a half prior. So they had time to like look at it, fix it, and then there weren't any reports in the last six months.
Who made
the letter Heather
rule?
Got from the third party said that in order for the state to be liable for damages, they must have prior notification that a problem existed in that location and failed to act within a reasonable amount of time. Okay. Harvey's crash happened a year and a half before hers.
Gotcha. Reasonableness is somewhat subjective. In general, when we investigate these matters, it's about a 6 month look back.
So say a year and a half, that's too far gone?
Again, we're talking in general terms. A year and a half ago, if a pothole opened up on the highway and then there was absolutely no reports or no no problems in that area, that in most cases would not apply.
You're right. He's boring as hell.
Yeah, he's hard to listen to. But it just comes down to that lady is screwed.
That is the end. The answer, yeah. She's screwed.
That sucks.
It does suck. I can't believe they're not responsible for Gates.
Man, you rarely see that. When you get one of these TV stations with, you know, Fox on your side, problem solver, as you said, usually they fold.
Well, because they're getting so much pressure.
Yeah. I was shocked that they didn't, but here's what I was thinking. What are we going to do? Like, are we going to go, all right, I'm never using I-70 again.
If you right now are driving on I-70 and you're approaching Floyd Hill, turn around. Turn around. Do not use I-70 going west anymore.
Only 285.
Folks.
It's a boycott.
Yep. Yeah. Do not. And don't be a scab and drive it, okay?
If you have to, get a helicopter.
What are you going to do?
Exactly.
What are you going to do?
CDOT
is saying, hey, screw you.
Yeah, exactly.
The gate swung. It hit your car. You got a problem. Fix it.
And I feel like that is not okay. It is their fault. It is.
Yeah, because they even showed in the news report the little chain that was holding that gate together is like all rusted out.
Exactly.
And just, like, come on.
I wish I could have hired this guy that we just listened to do our contracts for him. He would be great, right, Jamie?
So
we could have put him in there, and he would have really talked around in circles with the bosses.
So if I drive across the bridge and it collapses and then it crushes a bunch of people, and it's nobody's fault.
No,
because nobody reported a problem with it.
Yeah, prior to.
Yeah.
6 months before, you're just screwed.
CDOT, screw you. I used to promote you and say nice things about your stupid trip app. I'm not even going to use it anymore. I won't even know if there's a slow up.
I just can't believe how cocky they are about it.
I know.
CDOT is just basically giving them the middle finger.
They are.
And just saying, hey, look, you know what? It's your problem. Hey, not ours. Hey, what are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
You didn't actually have to do that.
What's that?
You didn't have
middle
to flip,
finger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why
me.
I did that.
It was right at me.
It was.
Jamie, I'm such an actor.
I know.
I felt like that was something
you've been wanting to do for a while.
Sometimes I just have to go through with the motions.
Yeah.
It's the way I communicate, you know? It's the way I communicate.
Oh my God.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.